Well, here we are, Ryan. Wow. Years in the making, huh?
It only took us a few years.
It only took us a few years.
Man, we've been together for like 6 years or something, right? So
investing together for 6 years, flying a Cessna around the Southeast. Yeah, I mean, we've had some incredible experiences together, and we've been talking about doing this for so long now. I'm so excited to be getting this thing off the ground, figuratively, literally. This episode is dedicated to the podcast in its entirety, the vision that Ryan and I have for it, what we want to bring to the pilot community, and to introduce ourselves to the listener base and give you a little background about ourselves. So Ryan, do you want to take it away in terms of sort of what we're doing here and give some background about you, and then I'll pick it back up?
Yeah, so it's hard to believe, but I've been flying for the airlines for the last 17 years and also real estate investing. So one, you know, where I got my start is, I used to actually sell Cutco knives, and I became a salesman in high school and sold a bunch of knives and used all that money to pay for flying lessons. And I just went to a Part 61 flight school and right down the street in Pontiac, Michigan, and just one at a time learned how to fly. Went to high school, went to college, got my business degree, and about 6 days after graduation, started with Mesaba Airlines. And that the year was 2005, actually, when the mechanics were striking and Northwest went bankrupt. So it was interesting. When I got hired, Mesaba was ordering tons and tons of CRJ-200s, and everybody's like, you're going to be a captain in like 3 months. You know, I'm like, well, I'm 21. Right. I got to wait till I'm 23. Kind of a wild time. And 6 months later, I was furlough. So then I jumped over to Air Wisconsin. And, you know, something that always has stuck with me, and I think what makes me so passionate about investing and getting kind of another iron in the fire, is I showed up to Air Wisconsin, and there were a lot of Independence Air pilots who had been there forever, who were at the very top of the list, 58 years old, starting all over again, ripping their kids out of private schools, yeah, and losing everything. And here they were making $18,000 a year in the same regional airline class that I was in. So, you know, it really fueled my passion to get going on something else. And yeah. And so that something else initially was crash pads. Crash pads.
You had the crash pads business.
Yeah, I had a crash pad in DC and a crash pad in Philadelphia, right across the terminal there. And you know, that's a very transactional business. It's a lot to do. I did that for a little while, got rid of that, and then kind of meandered and just, you know, I was an FAA consultant for 4 years in Capitol Hill. I did a lot of work with the Colgan Air crash, the HR 5900, public law 111216. I helped facilitate a lot of the aviation rulemaking committees. And then at my airline, I did everything from chief pilot, check airman, sim instructor. I was a captain, and then moved on to the majors like everybody else. And that about that time, I started flipping houses and developing, and I started my company, Spartan Investment Group, and we do self-storage now. Now we have 30,000 units, 4 million square feet of real estate. We have a $500 million portfolio, 100 employees, et cetera. So I've kind of taken the more active route. And man, along the way, the mistakes I've made, the lessons I've learned, the people, more importantly, that I've met, is why we, I think Tate and I both connected so well in 2017 at the Best Ever Conference. We wanted to basically share all the stuff we've learned with everybody. And it's funny, you fly with pilots and they're like, oh, never take investing advice from a pilot. But what they don't say is where to get it. You know, okay, so I won't listen to other pilots, but so where do I go? And so we wanted to do this podcast because we wanted to show people how smart we are. We wanted to actually bring the smart people in and introduce them to the pilots and then make this a full educational resource. So that's a little bit about me. On the personal side, I've got two kids, 3 and 6, a 3-year-old son and a 6-year-old daughter. And I'm married, live in Seattle. We love to hike, ski, sail, get out on the boat, do all the things that you do in the Pacific Northwest. And yeah, just love real estate, love family, and love flying, which is why we're here.
Heck yeah, man. Awesome. Yeah, I mean, I think that the vision here was, we sat down over a year ago now and we wrote out, we want to be the number one resource for airline pilots in finance, real estate, and financial independence. That's what we're here to deliver. We have an incredible guest lineup in the pipeline. I'm really, really excited to bring all of this knowledge and experience and network to the pilot group. A little bit of background about myself. Yeah, Ryan and I met in 2017. I've been with my major airline for just shy of 13 years as of this podcast recording. I've flown the 76, the 330, captain on the 717, captain on the 321, currently line check airman, sim instructor, and very shortly going to training in the left seat for the 330. On the side, though, I've been a real estate guy since I was a teenager, reading Rich Dad, Poor Dad and real estate books. And that was sort of my second passion. So I've been chasing down this obsessive pursuit of financial freedom and passive income since I was in college, really. I started investing in real estate in my early 20s, buying single family homes, using property management companies to manage the tenants because I didn't want them to know how young I was and take advantage of me. So, and traded successfully up from some single family homes to some multifamily, and which I still own, but eventually went the passive route after learning from Ryan and a bunch of other wonderful operators at that Best Ever conference, at that conference in Denver in 2017. So I took kind of a hard left, started investing passively, and just realized there was a real opportunity to help other pilots invest passively in real estate as well, which is why I started my company, which is called Turbine Capital, where we are a fund. Ryan is an operator where they focus specifically on the self-storage asset class, whereas our company, we are a capital partner. So we find and vet folks like Ryan that operate real estate, but we are diversified across a number of different operators in a number of different asset classes and geographies. And so, yeah, that's kind of my background. My other half, Lucy, and I travel the world, no kids. We can barely keep our houseplants alive because we're always working or flying or having fun sailing the Mediterranean somewhere. But yeah, I'm sure one of these episodes I'll be recording from a sailboat somewhere sometime in the future.
You have the definition of a fun life.
I actually do. I won't fight you on that one.
Don't you like rent castles on your birthday or something?
That was a Halloween party actually a few years ago. God. Yeah, Dracula's castle to be exact. Yeah, it was a heck of a party. I flew to Romania for 36 hours.
You know, we've had so much fun together investing in real estate. Tate and I actually flew to Atlanta and we rented a Cessna and we went and toured 3 states and 10 properties. Yep. You can look all about it on YouTube. Maybe we'll put the links to it, the fun thing.
We'll put the highlight reel on there.
So we bought 10 self-storage facilities. I think it was like 4,000 units or something in Tennessee, Georgia, and Florida. And we went into all the little GA airports and got the courtesy cars and went to the properties. So we had so much fun. I have that picture of us actually hanging on the wall from Chattanooga in my office.
Oh, right on.
Yeah. But we love flying. We love doing general aviation. Tate mentioned he flew what he flew. I'll say I'm more of a Boeing guy. 73, 75, 76. No Airbus time yet, but maybe someday.
Yeah.
But we love
like
flying.
Yeah. You'll like it. Once you get used to it, as the French say, automatique.
That's right. And I love it. General aviation, especially in the Pacific Northwest, you can get around. I fly to some of my development projects and fly for fun, of course. And Tate, you've got a Bonanza, or you got access to a Bonanza or something?
Yeah, I'm on the insurance for Turbo 836 based in California. And that's my mainland runaround airplane when I have the time. It's a blast. I don't own it. Very good friend of mine, his father-in-law own it. Shout out to Ryan, other Ryan. And yeah, thanks for the bow.
Yeah. Let's talk about a little bit of our roadmap, what we're going to talk about, what we're going to do, who we're going to bring on, you know, kind of our strategy and kind of who we vet, because we don't bring anybody onto the show. This isn't a podcast where we just grab any guest or anybody and throw them on here. We are doing this for the pilot. And I think that is, we have the pilot mindset when we bring somebody on, where we're trying to be relatable to an airline pilot who's transitioning from a regional or at a regional to a major, military pilots, and even corporate pilots too. So, mm-hmm. Tate, what else are we looking for?
100%. I mean, like when you look at the pilot demographic, I mean, we're speaking to you. I mean, if you're listening, you know, someone who's making $200,000 to $600,000 a year has some, some good amount of free time, travel flexibility, but might be too busy and just not want to, you know, go out there and build a rental empire. There are some really unique ways that you can become more tax efficient, be smarter with estate planning, be smarter with, you know, insurance, be smarter with all sorts of things. And so we're looking to bring on some really big names. This is not going to be another show where we're just, you know, bringing somebody on to talk about how they flip houses. These are big, big names that we want to bring on, people that have done really amazing things. But most of all, at the end of the day, our goal is that every single lesson that we share with you on this podcast is going to be practical and applicable to your life.
Yeah, and I think you nailed it with the applicability. You know, too many times, you know, I didn't know anything about financing or investing 10 years ago. I didn't learn it. I didn't really learn it in college. I didn't really learn it. I learned it listening to podcasts, you know, going on jogs, yep. My layovers. I've listened to thousands and thousands of podcasts. When I'm having downtime on trips or cleaning the house at home, you know, I'll listen to a podcast or on a road trip with my wife. And so all this knowledge we've accumulated has been important, but really it's not about our knowledge. It's really about the people that were on those podcasts. You know, we're networked with most of them now. Yep. And those are the types of guests we're going to bring on, and we're going to put it through the pilot lens. And right now that doesn't exist. You know, when I was doing it, it was like, there was, you know, it was so much fun to meet Tate at a real estate conference. Cause you know, how do you know there's an airline pilot at a real estate conference?
He'll tell you.
So of course, or I think I was saying one thing and they said, oh, did you know this guy Tate over here? And so we completely hit it off in that regard. And we just, yep. First and foremost, we love doing this show. And we love sharing the knowledge that we've come across. And we hope that you write us and you tell us, you know, how we're doing. And maybe if you've learned something and that kind of encouragement really helps us continue the show. And definitely. That's all we really ask, you know, is just tell
you. Hey, like and subscribe.
Yeah. Like.
No, seriously, though, please like and subscribe.
But yeah, tell your friends, you know, tell other pilots or even people who just like aviation. We're going to kind of sprinkle in a little bit of aviation flair to everything that we do, but also, you know, have some really knockout advice that we get from some of our guests. So really looking forward to it.
Definitely. Well, thanks, Ryan. I think we're excited to get into this first episode. So let's everybody get on to it.
All right, let's go.
Hey, cheers.
Thanks.